than you saying in Oklahoma City for the service of the Oklahoma City bombing and the victims and their families. President Clinton was there and Billy Graham was there. Talk to us about that day and your feelings.
If I could just go a little bit before that, I wanted to tie that in with the Savannah thing, because when we came back from Savannah and all the stuff that went with that, news-wise, they were saying, well, that's old news. We're not really interested in that since it happened some time ago, you know. So Lonnie just started getting people aware, making them aware of what had happened in Savannah, that I had won this thing. And we got invited to the governor's inaugural here, and I sang for the inaugural.
Governor Keating?
I sang for his inaugural and went on after that, and we tried to get as much publicity as we possibly could. And I think part of that, not until after the bombing, I don't think, were you playing God Bless America, but you were playing God Bless America for a lot.
I did.
Yes.
Right.
After the bombing, I had another friend that was supporting. He's well known internationally as a designer. His name was Charles Fondre. He was doing the governor's mansion as an interior design specialist. He called and asked me, had anyone called me to sing for the memorial service that they were planning for the victims and the survivors of the bombing? I said, no, I was going up as a nurse, but they told me they had all the nurses they need because they were not getting many people rescued. So I don't know what I'm going to do now. He said, well, just hang up the phone. And he called her Kathy. Kathy's going to call you. He's a big jokester. And I said, sure, right. You're talking about the governor's wife is going to call me. He says, yes, I'm serious now. She's going to call you. I said, okay. So as soon as he hung up, she called and asked, would I mind being on the program for the memorial service if my name was not on there? I said, no. She said, we finished the program already, but I had forgotten that you sang for the inaugural. She said, we must have you. She said, and I'll get someone and they'll make it happen. So I prepared myself and we all got up and went to Oklahoma City, and they didn't know where to put me. They just knew that the governor's wife said, make it happen. So they asked me, where do you want to be? I said, I don't really know. I don't care. So finally, the person in charge said, well, we'll just put you on the end then. I said, okay, that's fine.
So you sang the last song?
I sang the last song.
God Bless America.
God Bless America medley.
It was appropriate to be there too, wasn't it,
yes,
at that
it
point?
Was.